Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
The Heavenly Idea of Happiness. A meditation for Wednesday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." Opening prayer. Jesus, sometimes your ways are hard to understand because they are so different from the ways of the world. Help me understand your blessings and warnings so that my heart and mine are conformed to yours. Encountering Christ. 1. A Blessed Paradox. St. Luke's version of the Beatitudes offers us the heavenly idea of happiness. To be blessed means to be happy. The Beatitudes paint a picture of the abundant life he wants us to enjoy. In the heavenly economy, those who are poor, hungry, weeping, and hated are happy. This is quite different from the world's idea of happiness, which says, eat, drink, and be merry. Jesus is teaching us that we will be truly happy only when we place him at the center of our lives and let go of the temporal things that block our relationship with him. 2. Heavenly Rewards. Notice that all of these Beatitudes have a heavenly reward attached to them. The poor here on earth will inherit the kingdom. The hungry will be filled, and those in mourning will rejoice. Those who are persecuted will be great in heaven. As Mary sang of God in her Magnificat, "He has shown might with his arm, dispersed the arrogant of mind and heart. He has thrown down the rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the lowly. The hungry he has filled with good things. The rich he has sent away empty." As Christian disciples, we are subjects of Christ's kingdom, called to live differently from the rest of the world. Jesus exhorts us to store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. By trying to live the Beatitudes, we store up treasures in heaven. 3. Everyday Holiness. Each of the different versions of the Beatitudes in the Gospels gives us a blueprint for everyday holiness. By being detached from earthly pleasures and keeping our lives rightly ordered with Jesus at the center, we participate in God's holiness. Pope Francis wrote, "Do not be afraid of holiness. It will take away none of your energy, vitality, or joy. On the contrary, you will become what the Father had in mind when he created you, and you will be faithful to your deepest self." Gaudete et exultate, rejoice and be glad, number 32. Focusing on things that are eternal helps us to stop striving so much and brings us peace little by little. When we live this way, we become increasingly dependent on God to provide for us. We proclaim, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. The Lord will be their trust." Conversing with Christ. "Jesus, rule my heart and establish the values of your kingdom in me, so that I desire the things you desire. By your grace, grant me the virtues I need to live out the detachment that your Beatitudes teach. Order my life so that you are in the center. Jesus, you are the source and summit of my life. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will pray the Litany of Humility, asking you to make me poor in spirit and unafraid of persecution.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.